I just spoke to Neil, and great interview. You know, he's a good guy to talk to and stuff. But he kind of like told me all about how he didn't want to say that there was tension that first day in the studio, but he was just saying how like it took you guys a couple of days to like really get all on the same page, and once you did, it was like magic. So can you just talk about that a little bit, what it was like the first day in the studio and how everything, you know, grew from there?
Actually, it wasn't the first day. I think we came in and we had a flow pretty easily for a while. There was a point towards the middle of the sessions where he and I, in particular, really were bumping heads in that disagreement. And the reason for that is just because I was very reluctant to do a double album. I know those guys really felt that we had enough material to justify a double album. They wanted to go there. But I personally was really resistant towards that. I think, honestly, the main reason is because Dream Theater had just put out a double album, double concept album themselves. So I was afraid of the inevitable comparisons and things like that. So I was really fighting it. And there came a point. We were writing the song Breath of Angels, which closes disc one.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I was concerned, you know, I wanted to start wrapping up the album at that point. And those guys felt that, no, you know, that's a good middle point for the end of disc one. Now let's start writing disc two. And we really came to a head on that. And it was one of the worst days I've ever had in the studio and one of the worst days I've ever had in my relationship with Neil. You know, he and I rarely disagree. You know, we've made 18 albums together now, and this was the worst it ever was. You know, the whole session just ended on a really bad note. We just both walked away frustrated. And, you know, I went back to my hotel and slept on it. Neil went back to his house, and, you know, I think he was inspired to write some songs to bring in the next day. And I kind of slept it off and realized that I needed to open my mind and come in with an open mind and let the music kind of dictate where it goes rather than me dictating where it goes. And, you know, once we got over that hurdle, the next day we came in and Neil presented a few songs and disc two was up and running and, and it kind of wrote itself from there.